When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here are the 49ers who stood out on day 13 of training camp. Keep in mind, lots of veterans had the day off because yesterday's practice was grueling. The good quarterback, Brock Purdy, he bounced back and played extremely well after throwing two interceptions on Wednesday. Today, Purdy played without Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Christian McCaffrey, which means his primary weapons were George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, and Juwan Jennings. And they were more than enough for Purdy, who made good decisions, didn't force any passes to covered receivers, and still managed to make big plays. His best throw was a 20-yard strike to Juwan Jennings between two defenders. Let's see how many practices like today Purdy can string together. Running back Cody Schrader, he split first-string reps with Jordan Mason and played as well as he has all camp. Schrader is the 49ers' secret weapon. They seem extremely excited about him. Fullback Kyle Juszczyk, he caught two passes from Purdy during team drills. First, he ran an out route and made a 12-yard catch on 3rd and 10. Next, he ran another out route on 3rd and 4, caught the ball inbounds, turned up field, and scored. One silver lining of Brandon Ayuk potentially getting traded is that Kyle Juszczyk could become more involved in the passing game. Wide receiver Juwan Jennings, he was Purdy's go-to guy today. Not George Kittle, not Kyle Juszczyk, Jennings. He caught four passes while running a wide variety of routes, digs, shallow crosses, corners, and swing routes. As Deebo Samuel said yesterday, Jennings is the most consistent receiver on the team. He was their most effective receiver in the playoffs last season. He has picked up right where he left off. Look for him to have a career year. Wide receiver Ronnie Bell. He made a sliding 35-yard catch while running a deep crossing route. Brandon Allen's pass was extremely underthrown, but Bell adjusted mid-route and made the grab. He looks like a quality number three receiver. Left tackle Jalen Moore. He won both of his reps during one-on-one pass rush drills, including one against Nick Bosa. Moore isn't much of a run blocker, but he's a much better pass blocker than starting right tackle Colton McKivitz. More on him in a minute. Right guard Dominic Pooney. He won all three of his reps during one-on-ones, including a rep against veteran defensive tackle Malik Collins, who has an array of pass rush moves. Pooney simply anchors well. Once he gets his hands on the pass rusher, Pooney holds his ground surprisingly well. Defensive tackle Malik Collins. He beat backup left guard Lewis Kidd with a spin move.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kidd barely laid a finger on Collins. After the play, Nick Bosa was so impressed, he walked over to Collins and tapped him on the helmet. Cornerback Renardo Green. He broke up two passes the day after he broke up three. Today, Green was the starting left cornerback in place of Treverius Ward, who had the day off, which means Green faced Juwan Jennings and still gave up no catches. Green has been marvelous in camp. He needs to be in the 49ers nickel defense. He's better than Isaac Yiadom. Strong safety Malik Mustafa. He nearly intercepted one pass and broke up another. He's clearly the third best healthy safety on the team after Jair Brown and George Odom. The not so good. Tight end Cam Latu. He caught zero passes and caused a fumble by running into the quarterback while pulling. I've never seen someone do that before. The 49ers said that one of the reasons they drafted Latu in the third round last year is that he originally played linebacker in college before he switched to tight end. He should switch back to linebacker. He's hopeless on offense. Tight end Eric Sobert. He's painfully slow. Today, he was open running up the seam and Purdy threw him the ball, but Sobert couldn't run underneath it. He looked like he was stuck in quicksand. The 49ers need a backup tight end in the worst way. Left guard Nick Zakel. He lost all of his reps during one-on-one pass rush drills, including one against Evan Anderson and another against Shaquille Brown, two players who won't make the team. Zakel is not one of the 49ers' 53 best players, not even close. Right tackle Colton McKivitz. He got beaten by Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa during one-on-one drills and barely touched either player. They beat him around the edge before he fully got out of his stance. McKivitz has to be the worst pass blocker of all the starting offensive tackles in the NFL. Just brutal. Defensive end Robert Beal Jr. He lost both of his reps during one-on-one drills against backup right tackle Brandon Parker, who probably won't make the team. Beal seems like a failed project who should go to the practice squad. Defensive end Austin Bryant. He lost to a tight end during one-on-one drills, which is embarrassing. The tight end was Eric Sobert. Bryant also failed to beat Isaac Alarcon in this drill, which is why Bryant won't make the team. Cornerback Ambry Thomas. He gave up a 20-yard catch to Trent Taylor on the final play of practice. Thomas is the most nonchalant practice player of all time. He gets torched daily, and it never fazes him. Remarkable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.